the people that run Columbia, the president of Columbia, by the way, which I'll get to in a moment, who said a number of years ago that terrorism is just a form of protest, you see. Terrorists are just protesters at a different level, you see. This all, by the way, has the backdrop of Passover, which began at sunset last night. All of this on the Jewish holiday of Passover, which began at sunset last night. Seder dinners held all over. You know, I saw, as students are fleeing Columbia, at the University of Florida, the biggest Seder dinner in America. Hundreds of people. Right? Hundreds of people. But this does not end well. This ends with violence because they've let it get completely out of control on the campus of Columbia. They're entrenched now. How do you move them without violence? And again, pallets of bricks right there in the middle of the university, photographed and spread on social media yesterday. Remind you of something? Maybe like Antifa 2020 in Minneapolis and elsewhere. Pallets of bricks, where do they come from? Magically appearing. Meanwhile, members of the New York City Council are denouncing the hate speech, some are, that is being allowed to emanate from this once proud university that's now just a pitiful shadow of itself. Jewish students fleeing the campus in fear of their safety. Ina Vernikoff is a city councilwoman in New York. She's stunned by all of it. Here she is.
I am in Columbia University. Behind me is a tent encampment. That is what the indoctrinated students have created here. This university is now officially Judenrein because all the Jewish students went home. And this morning, Professor Shai Davidai, who has been the single most vocal voice for the Jewish students here at campus, has not been allowed to come in. Hamas supporters, teachers, professors who are advocating for the murder of Jewish people and are glorifying October 7th, saying that October 7th should happen time and time again, that it was wonderful, that it was beautiful, the rape and murder of Jewish innocent children, women, and the elderly. Those professors are allowed to be on this campus, but Professor Shai Davidai is not allowed on.
And make no mistake, this is a political disaster for Joe Biden and the Democrats. It's dividing them. People like Robert Kraft, the owner of the New England Patriots, made it clear that he will not be supporting the university he graduated from going forward. Columbia's off his list. Many other alumni and supporters following suit and closing their checkbooks, maybe forever. But where did all of this start? How did this cult of hate get started on campus? It's an important question, isn't it? 2 weeks after 9/11, as I mentioned, the now president of Columbia University advocated that terrorism, is a form of protest. Here it is.
So it's not, you'll always have individuals who will have extreme views. But what's really troubling in the region is that there's actually quite a broad base of society which has some sympathy for the terrorists. Not so much because they approve of their methods, but it's a form of protesting against a system which is not delivering for them on the economic or the political front.
Yeah, there it is. Terrorism, just a form of political activism. She is now the president of Columbia, where they've allowed this indoctrination and anti-Semitism and open racism to flourish, to take a stand, to plant its flag and refuse to leave in the middle of the campus. AOC among those supporting the anti-Jewish protests in her city. She met, by the way, with Joe Biden yesterday. They spoke from the podium. That's when he was walking around mumbling about denouncing everybody. Oh, and here's what she says. It's all peaceful. It's all peaceful. Hang on to your hat, AOC. Listen to her.
It is especially important that we remember the power of young people shaping this country today, of all days, as we once again witness the leadership of those peaceful student-led protests on campuses like Columbia, Yale, Berkeley, and many others.
Yeah, peaceful. Not for long. I'm warning you over and over again, not for long, because critics of the entire fiasco wonder why people like New York Governor Kathy Hochul has done nothing at all to bring the situation under control. Where is the National Guard? Why do they not clear the campus? You know, I'm old enough to remember when committing crimes was still illegal in America. And those that suggested otherwise were set straight, as they should be. Let me give you an example. Then-Governor of California, Ronald Reagan, called out activist professors and others for allowing violence to spread on the Berkeley campus back in 1969. His words should ring true today. Here's Ronald Reagan. Listen.
Those people told you for days in advance that if the university sought to go ahead with that construction, they were going to physically destroy the university.
Now, why did you negotiate many times?
Negotiate? What is to negotiate? What is?
The university is a public institution.
That's right. But the university,
its own community, and for the community of Berkeley that live around it.
All of it began the first time some of you who know better and are old enough to know better let young people think that they had the right to choose the laws they would obey as long as they were doing it in the name of social protest.
As long as they would do it in the name of social protest, they could choose the laws they would obey. Ronald Reagan was exactly right. You don't get to pick and choose the laws. Oh, and, well, we're protesting something important, and so what? Oh, and one last thing about who's allowed on the campus of Columbia. Yes, violence is about to break out. The price is going to be very high. It will spread like a virus, the mind virus, that is truly creating all of these problems. You watch. You mark my words. When they try to clear Columbia, which they're going to have to do, the governor's under tremendous pressure to do that. Joe Biden watching his political support fray under the pressure of Israel, Gaza, and these campus protests will also be forced to do something. The Biden administration is in trouble. They've lost Jewish voters. Trust me, I've talked to a number of Jewish friends of mine that voted for Joe Biden. Said they'll never vote for him again, ever. They finally realized, hey, the progressives, the Democrats, really don't like us. No, it seems they don't. Newsflash. It is the Steve Gruber Show. I'll take a break and be back. You sit right there.